One of the participants in the shiur, Mr. Herbert Cohen, mentioned that he had the yard site for his mother today, so he asked that we learn and dedicate. Where the Mishnah makes a contrast between all shtari mammon as opposed to those two shtaris that require ksivul lishma. By a get and by a shtar shichur adiknaini, you have to have ksivul lishma. So it's a shtar for you. So the hetzer purposes, if that's signed by goyim, that's certainly no good. But if you have a shtar mammon where the only question is this, did this thing really happen or not? Did he really borrow the money? Did he really sell a house? And so on. So then the Mishnah says, even though goyim apsulim la'edis, but the Chachamim made a takana that if it's our koyish al goyim, if it's a goyish akor, then we assume that lamari nafshayu, they're not going to give an official document on a falsely. So we assume that what it says in the document is authentic. Kol ashtar se'olim ha'koyish al goyim, afal pishol chesneim avdi kachavim ksheirim, because we assume that if it's the arkoyish, they checked into it and they're going to tell the truth. Because the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, it's only if you know that they're not Mekabel Sheichat. They have to be Mekabel Edim who know that this is a bona fide Bezna Shal Goyim, who are known for their honesty. Sometimes you can have Goyish courts that are not known for their honesty, they're known for their dishonesty. So that's obviously a condition.
We accept our honesty. Reuben, we would accept their honor?
No, the Rambam says you have to have Edim who will testify that they have a reputation of being honest. But to the best of our knowledge, we know that they're honest. We don't go bust the roof.
And we're not afraid that if they get caught, that they'll be disbarred or dishonored?
No.
Isn't Kitchis Cross dishonored anyway?
Yeah. So we mentioned that it's based on this Mishnah that many Paskim say Allah Alamaisa, that if the government sends an official notification on stationery from the Ministry of War that a man died in battle, so you assume that they will mevara that. And many Paskim say can be matir and aguna based on the government bureau. The same as our Koral Shel Goyim, the Lamari Nafshayu, since that's their responsibility to mevara who's alive and who's dead. And who's in captivity, so you follow Zahanim, like the Arkut.
It's a question for you.
Yeah. Chut Megita Nashim Shechuri Avodim, that's no good. That has to have Ksiva Lishma. So that's not acceptable. Who is it, no? And the Mishnah says, Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakam, and he says, Afeluk Sherim, even Gita Nashim Shechuri Avodim, that have to be written Lishma, is also good, even though it's written by God. Just the Chapela, how can that be? Okay, so we'll have to see in the Gemara. Lahuskurela, we'll leave out the last line also, we don't know how to read it. Lahuskurela, the only time it's no good, we're not sure, the only time what's no good? The only time it's no good goes on a get. Isha is no good, according to Reb Shimon, or it goes on Shtore Mominus. The only time Shtore Mominus are no good, I'll be manchinasa behead you. Okay, so we're not sure, we'll leave out the last 2 lines. So the Gemara on the first line in the Mishnah. We're going to pass in like the first 2 lines in the Mishnah. We're not going to pass in like Reb Shimon anyway. Zog the Gemara kapasik v'toni, the Mishnah makes a flat statement, an absolute statement, that it doesn't make a difference. Loishna mecha, loishna matan. It says kol ashtoris, all documents, all shtari moment, as opposed to gitten and shtari shichur. Kapasik v'toni, all shtari moment are good that are signed on the stationery of the arkos, signed by the arkos. Loishna mecha, loishna matan. It doesn't matter whether it's a shtar mecha, that someone is selling property, loishna shtar matan, that he's selling. That he's giving the property to Matana. Bishleima Mecher Zog the Gemara. We understand by Shtar Mecher why we should follow Zach, why we should rely on a Shtar that's written by Arkoyes. Why? Because it says in the Shtar that Pliny paid money to Pliny to buy, he paid him $750,000 to buy the real estate. And then they write a document that it belongs to him. So he paid him the money, so he was kind of ready with the Kenya Kesef. Karka's nickname, Bekesef, Obishtar, Obichazokas. So the Shtar is only a Shtar Raya. So Shtar Raya, we can follow Zachani Arkoyas, that it's a good Raya. Not that it's Taka Kosher Ishtar, can't be a Kosher Ishtar if it's signed by Nochem, the Psulim Laedis. But it's an Umdir in the Muchach that it's so. Usually a Shtar is good, but Torah Silcha Sedis. Here, a Shtar be a Kosher is not a Din of Edis. It's a ruba de leisa kamon that they're telling the truth, because lamar and ashayu they certainly wouldn't tell a lie. So if it's a shtar mecher is good, we understand. Bishleima mecher, we understand. Mechiyoyev zuzi kamayu, since the lakeach gave the money in the presence of the bezdin shalgoyim, who the kona, the lakeach was kind of the karka already. And shtar right the alma, fine. And why do you follow the Hanashtar? If the Kamayu would have not given the money, they would have not signed such a document. They wouldn't write a document that he gave them the money. However, what's difficult to understand, Ela Matane, B'mai Kokoni, Shtar Matane, what does it say in the Shtar? That this is to ascertain that Pliny wants to give over his Karkam Matane to Pliny, and it was duly executed, and they signed their names on the bottom. So how is he coining the Matane with the Kinya Shtar? The Kinya Shtar, but the Shtar is not kosher. The Shtar that signed the Yarkoyas, the Chachamim just said, there's an Umdur of the Muchach that establishes the Ruba Delay to come on that, whatever they say, is really so. Whatever they say, so, but there's no Kinya Shtar. So where's the Kinya Shtar? Whatever they say, so they say in the Shtar that he gave him money, he was coming with the Kinya Kesef. So we believe them. But over here by the Shtar, you need a Shtar Kosher. So where's there a Shtar Kosher? Yeah, it's not a Shtar.
Shtar Kinya.
That's a Bedlin can be the Shtar, no? But here the government is in Bimkom Bezdin. Yeah, we have many cases that nobody started the Bezdin can, even the Gettin, Bezdin can say, I give you the Gettin, therefore no crime. The same thing is Bezdin Shirakum. It's also, it's not some kind of an independent thing, it's Bimkom Bezdin.
There is a din. Usually the din is that a shtar has to be written Midas HaMitzkayim. It means like this. If you want to have a shtar that says that I owe you money, I have to authorize the Yadim to write the shtar. They can't, let's say they're watching the way I borrow the money, they can't write a shtar on their own. I have to authorize them. They'll say, Das HaMitzkai. I have to give them permission to write a shtar. Or let's say, you want a shtar, I sold you my karka. I sold you karka. I gave you karka. My matone made a kinyah chazoka, he made a kinyah chalip, and the karka is yours. And you'd like to have a document that I shouldn't deny it. I shouldn't back out from the deal and say that I never gave it to you. So I have to authorize the Yadim to write a shtar. Just because they were watching the Kinyan, they have no right to write on their own. I have to authorize them. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Bavli Basra, many places, a Bezdin has the right to write a shtar without the Das HaMitzkayim. A Yiddish Bezdin has the halacha. That's the halacha. A Maisa Bezdin doesn't need Das HaMitzkayim. If the shtar is written by Edim, they have to be authorized by the Das HaMitzkayim. But a Bezdin doesn't need, but that's only a Yiddish Bezdin can do that. By a get is a different thing. The husband has to authorize what you said. The husband has to authorize the writing of the get. The Bezdin cannot authorize the writing of the get, but once the husband divorced his wife...
But the Bezdin can make kill myself.
Once the husband divorced his wife, then the Bezdin can authorize the writing of a Ptur, a Shtar Raya, without that. The husband can scream from today till next day. He doesn't want his wife to... He doesn't want his wife to have a tudah, to have a tour that should prove that she's divorced. We don't care what the husband wants. If the Bezdin authorizes the Edim to write the shtar, that's also good. That's halach. Either the Baldover, either the Das HaMitzkayim has to authorize the Edim to write it, or the Bezdin can authorize without any need for Das HaMitzkayim. By a Goyish Bezdin, the halacha doesn't recognize them as the Bezdin. When they make a shtar, that doesn't have the status of a shtar. The only thing is that it's a Ruba de Lacy come on that it's most probably true. So you can follow Zach on that. Most probably true. It's a very strong rub. Usually robe is no good and Mammon is low. See Mammon? Yeah. This is such a good robe, it's even good by Mammonis. Maybe Benatar, it's no good by Mammonis. They made a Takana de Merabonon that this robe would be good. And Hochma Mammon Achara robe, this robe is good. Usually a star is not an issue of robe. Usually, let's say Adam come and they testify that I owe you $1 million. So the likelihood is that the Edim are telling the truth. Sometimes the Edim tell a lie. So how can you ever rely on Edim when they say that I owe you money? And Halchem Mamam and Achara Roiv, there's a chance the Edim are telling a lie. That's not Roiv. That's Halacha. The Torah says that Edim have no monies. There's a 5% chance that the Edim are lying, a 2% chance. That's Halacha. The Torah says that's not based on Roiv. The Torah says that's Halacha of Edim.
You can double.
So if you have a shtar means Edim. A shtar means Edim. Whether the shtar is written by Edim and it had to be authorized by the Das HaMitzkayim, or the shtar was authorized by the Bezdin. A shtar is Edis, that's a good beer. But if the Goyish Arkoyas authorized a shtar, so that doesn't have any tokef as a Bezdin. We don't recognize that as a Bezdin, so it doesn't have the status of a shtar. It's just that there's such a strong Ruba de Leisa Kamon that we follow Zachan the Roiv that it's so. But that's the Gemara's kasha. If the shtar doesn't have a tokev, doesn't have a status of a shtar, so how is it good to be koine b'matana? By mecher, where you can be koine the karka b'kesef, so they write in the document, the goyish court writes in the document. We were watching the way he gave him over the money, and he sold him, he bought the house for $750,000. And this is to ascertain, this document is to ascertain. So Ashtar Raya, the Kenyan was really done with the Kesef. So good, so you follow. So the Ruba, the Leis, come on, that it's really true that it happened, that he bought it the Kesef. But by Ashtar Matana, where he's not paying any money, and they don't write, if the Goyish court would write, this is to ascertain that we were watching when he made a Kenyan Chazoka. We were watching when the Yid made a Kenyan Chalipin.
That would be good.
Good, that would be good. We follow on what they said. But they don't write, we were watching when he made a Kenyan Chazaka, we were watching when he made a Kenyan Chalipin. This document should serve as the Shtar Kenyan to transfer the ownership of the field. But that's the Gemara's Kasha. Shtar Kenyan is the apostle, that's not a Shtar.
The way there's a business for it, maybe a transfer. The person who makes a matana, and let's say this house belongs to me and I don't want to pay taxes anymore. And I want you to have it. So I tell the government, I gave you this as a matana. And you are the Kabbalist there. So therefore, the government, basically what I'm doing, theoretically, I'm giving it over to the Malchus, the Malchus gives the Matona. It's not, the Malchus in no way becomes an aid. It becomes a transfer.
You're asking a special case. Maybe your case is different.
Matona, I'm talking about Matona.
You're asking a dreidel if he wants to give to the government, then the government is going to give us a different shot. But here we're talking a normal case. Maybe your case will be different then. Maybe it's different. There is a din. The Chazon Ish has Rayas and Shulchan Aruch is quoted. You can be makna something to the government without a Maisa Kinyan. Let's say I have a mansion and I have a forest and I want to give it to the municipality that they should build the city hall there, whatever. They should have a park. So the Chazon Ish has Rayas from Mishnais and from Gemaras, and it's a little bit mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's not black and white, but it's alluded to that the municipality, the government can be kind of without any Maisa Kinyan, the government can be makna without any Maisa Kinyan. So if that's the case, I said that I owe taxes and I don't want to pay, so I say I give my mansion to the government and the government will give it to someone else. So that's a different story. But let's say, going directly, you give it directly to me, not to the government,
I'm only trying to say that the government is not an aid, it's a different authority, so therefore it does not have to be the
suffering. Your case is a different story. Your case is a different story. We're not talking your case. We're talking a normal case.
He accepts him. Let's say he gives him a chesed. He accepts it. Wouldn't that be a kingdom?
That's a kingdom. Of course.
We're not talking here.
No. Let's say Karaka. So the Goyish Arkos write a document that you gave me your house to my. You're giving me your house for Matona, and this document should serve as the Shtar Kinyan. So the Gemara says that has to work midin Shtar. So Shtar has to be a kosher Shtar. So we never said, the Mishnah never, you never say that a Shtar, Ho'el Barakos, has the status of a Shtar. No, it's a Ruba de Leis, come on, that they're telling the truth. That the husband is really dead and the wife can remarry. So Ruba de Leis is telling the truth that he paid him the money, he was kind of a Kinyan Kesef. But Ruba Deleis Kaman is not going to make a Kenyan Shtar, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. Where is the Shtar?
Why should it be a Shtar Raya either? Give us a Shtar Nova.
Shtar Raya means all you need is a Shtar Raya, so this Ruba Deleis Kaman is just as good as a Shtar. But this is
Takana. You can collect from the Shtar. It's Avis also, isn't it? So the Avis is not doing a Kenyan, but it's also Avis. You also need Dasim as Chayef for the Shtar Nova.
Right. So here it doesn't work, Midin. When the Gemara says Shtar Raya B'Alma means all you need is a Shtar Raya. So here this Ruba de Leisa Kaman can substitute for a Shtar Raya. This is Takanat Eidus. If it's a document that's issued by the Akher Shel Goyim, it does not have the status of Eidus. We're going to talk about that. That's the Machloikas, the Rambam in the Goyim. Two years is in the Gemara. We're going to get to that. On your test, where is it? Your test, there are two gears in the Gemara. The Gemara has on your test on the base. Wrap up right in the middle of your test on base is your shot. But first we have to learn, if you want to see where it is. Your test on the base, right in the middle of the Amud, the line begins with the word Papa. Wrap up. Ki have you also the Kamei Shtore Parso, the Ovid Biakoye Shal Kusin, when they would bring in front of his Bezmi. Ashtar Halvoa, it doesn't say Beferish, but Mechara, that's Pashup Shad. Ashtar Halvoa, that was signed, sealed, and delivered by the Goyish court. So he didn't know how to read Persian. The Rapapa didn't know Persian. So first he wanted to find out what does it say there. So he would call in two Nochem Zeshalayb ibn Ezeh and ask him, Sechlefi Tuma, translate it for me. Then he asked the other one, you translate it for me. So they both correspond. So he would assume that that's what it really says. He would assume they're not in cahoots with each other. Makri Lahu, the Shnei Kusim Zeshalayb ibn Ezeh, call in two Nochrim. And then he would ascertain what it says. And then he would collect with that shtar, possibly a shtar halvor. It's a little unclear. It doesn't say what kind of a shtar. There are two girsas, whether it says Mimishabdi or it says Mibnei Chori. So the Rashba thinks that the correct girsa is the way it says Mimishabdi, but a half of the Rishonim had the girsa Mibnei Chori. We'll have to discuss it. We have to know a little more Gemara. You have to know a little more Gemara to know.
If the Mishnah just wants to say that Ashtar Halvua, he gets his Makna, why does the Gemara say, why does the Mishnah say, Shechoy Smaim of the Kum Ksheirim? The Gemara is going to say, Shechoy Smaim of the Kum is Koina. A Ksheirim means goes back on the Shtar, that the Shtar is a kosher Shtar.
Sounds like it's a kosher star.
Yeah.
It's not really a kosher star.
Right.
It means it accomplishes the same goal as if it would have been a kosher star. Ruben a kosher star would be midin edus. It's not a kosher star. It's midin ruben the leisa kamon. That's what the Gemara is assuming. The shleim ishtari mecher. All you need is a star raya. So this is the equivalent of a star raya. This is a raya of a ruben the leisa kamon, because lamari napshar. They're not going to tell a lie. So it's a ruben the leisa kamon.
I can be talking to you that in the case of Star Matun, it is valid only if it is a star ayah. Just like I gave an example before, that the star contains only a statement that they were present when the Kenyan took place.
The Kenyan was
present.
And there was a Kenyan, so they're going to write that they were watching the Kenyan.
That's what we said.
Then it would be good. Then such a star matana is also good, Mistama. It's also good.
Then both cases would be the same.
But then there's a third case. Kapasik Matani says three cases. All the stars are good, except for the stars Anik Sivu Lishma. Because the Felk Sivu Lishma. So how is this star matana good? Your star matana would be the same as star mecha. What's going to be with the Shtar Matana where it says he's giving him over ownership of the house with this document? This document is serving as the vehicle with which the Kenyan should be taking effect. This is the Shtar Kenyan. How can it serve as a Shtar Kenyan? A Shtar Biakos Nashtar. Your case is the same as Shtar Mecha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Where is the Shtar? Ashtar Achasba Bialmahu. What kind of a Shtar is it? And for the Gemara. There's a long discussion here, we're not going to skip it, we're going to get back. There's Rashi and Tosfos have a long discussion. The Gemara, why didn't the Gemara solve the question in a different way? But first let's learn what the Gemara did solve, and then after we see what the Gemara's solution is, then we'll discuss other possible solutions. Very important, this Tosfos is very important, but not that we have to go in order. So the Gemara fact, agut kasha, ashtar matone ho'oilo be'akoy shal nochrim. Doesn't have a din shtar. What's a Ruben likes to come on that they're telling the truth? Fine, telling the truth that you're interested in giving me your house for matana. But you didn't give it. Where'd you give it? With this shtar? This shtar doesn't have a din shtar. It's all done by Nachrim. So the Gemara gives two answers. The first answer is Amar Shmuel, Dina Lemachus Adina. The law of the land is binding. Since according to the Dina Lemachus, the Goyim recognize in their courts that this shtar serves as a shtar kinyan. So it serves as a shtar kinyan for us as well, even though both parties are Jewish. Rashi keeps on saying, Rashi said before, and here, the Mechon and the Lekech are both Jewish, he still say Dina Machus Adina. No, okay. It says on the left-hand side of the Gemara that this principle of Dina Machus Adina appears in Bava Kamen, Bava Basman, in the Dorm. Every time it says it, it's Shmuel. It's always Shmuel. The boy is saying, and if you want, he can give a different answer on the Kash. What's wrong with the first answer? There's somebody who disagrees with Shmuel. That's what all the Rishonim wonder. Is there anybody who disagrees?
Even applies to other things, but not to make a shtar, which we need a shtar like come to the Torah to make it a good shtar. So that's why.
The Daka does make it a good shtar. So it's a different Kenyan.
Yeah.
The Kenyan, Adin and Machusa. What's Adin and Machusa? Let's say Adin and Machusa.
That probably answers your question. The fact that it says Kuksi Yikanashi, you might think that if the Gaiusha courts allow a different kind of a divorce, it's still not good.
No, Dina and Machusa, that's another. Dina and Machusa only applies in Dina Mominus. It doesn't apply in Issa Vehetta. Let's say Dina Machusa says you're allowed to open your stores on Shabbos. So it doesn't apply to us. We have the Torah for Issa Vehetta. Dina Machusa is only restricted to Dina Mominus. It doesn't apply to Issa Vehetta. So they can't apply to a Getisha. That's out of the question. Getisha is Issa Vehetta. But Dina Machusa and Mominus. Mominus, Dina Machusa does apply. So what's the Schlecht, the first answer of the Gemara, Dina Machusa, Dina? As they state in all the Gemaras. Is it possible that there's somebody who doesn't subscribe to Shmuel's klal? There's someone who disagrees.
When we talk about machutzah, do we mean limited to, let's say, shilton that is run by law? But a shilton there's no law, then it's not, then all the din machutzah, we only talk about when there's a lawful state. Number one, that it has been a government that's been put in by law. And number two, if it has laws, Otherwise, there's no dinner.
To the exclusion of what? The Shilton HaKoifrim? What do you mean? What's no good?
If there's no laws.
Yeah.
Let's say somebody
It's only deed in the Malchusa. That's Chamsanus of the Malchusa. That's Gazlanus of the Malchusa. Yeah, there has to be fair laws.
Dina and Malchusa is one part.
Has to be a Dina and has to be a Malchusa. If the pirates is, it doesn't apply. But Mucha Simon Me'elov, some the mafia come and they collect protection from everybody. So that's not called Malchusa. And it has to be a fair. If it's not fair, then it's Chamsanus. Yeah, those state in Shulchan Aruch, all of that. The question is, Dina Machusa Abada, Dina Machusa Dina. Why do you need another answer? What's the problem over here?
Dina de Machusa Dina is.
Stagadushin probably also used to the Hesse, right? Probably also used to the Hesse. We wouldn't recognize Dina Machusa in any area outside of Momenes.
Dina de Machusa Dina is with the Rabbana, not with the Reise.
Dina de Machusa. Oh. That's the question. That's what we're going to get to. Dina de Malchusa, does the workman at Torah Midrabon is also a big machloikis in Shulchan Aruch, machloikis, Nerisivis, and other achrayim. That's the first tshuva in the Dvar Avram, has a long tshuva. In Chelek Aleph, Dvar Avram has three chalokim by the Kovner Rav, who died in the middle of the Second World War, in the Kovner Ghetto. So his first tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, very long tshuva, is about Dina de Malchusa, kinyonim. Like this Gemara, kinyonim that achal ha'idei Dina de Malchusa, whether they're chal min ha'Torah, or they're only chal midrabon. Machloikis, he has a machloikis aposki. Whether it's the rice or the rabbanim, whatever it is, but it works. It's still chal. So that's the shaila. What's wrong with the first answer of the Gemara? Does somebody hold that it's wrong? So and it's interesting. It's always Shmuel. All the four places here, Balakam, Balbas, and the Dorm. Every place it's almost Shmuel. So the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary on Choshem Mishpat. And the Meiri also writes like that in the end of Bava Kama. Could be it's in a few other places also. I just know in Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Gimel, the Meiri has like that, same as the Vilna Gaon, that there is a machloikis in Sanhedrin in the second parak. Everybody should remember, we learned Sanhedrin a few years ago. 10 years ago. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel regarding Parshas HaMelech and Sefer Shmuel in Novi. When the Bnei Yisrael approached Shmuel HaNavi and they expressed interest in having a king appointed, Shmuel HaNavi gives them a whole Musa Shmuel. You want a king? Oh, it's terrible. The king is going to levy taxes, he's going to take your fields, he's going to take your daughters, Lakshim, and work for him, and everyone's going to work for the king and everything, all the evils of the kings. So the people say, Afa Pichain, they want a king. So he says, okay, he's going to appoint the king. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rav Shmuel, keep in mind the names, Rav Shmuel. Regarding all the whole drasha that Shmuel HaNavi gave to Bnei Yisrael, Kol Ha'amav Parshas Melech, is it Melech Mutabo or Melech Asabo? Are these the legitimate rights of the king? And Shmuel HaNavi tells him, look, he's warning him, keep your eyes open, look what you're getting yourself into. These are the lawful rights of the king. Or should you say, no, Kol Ha'amav Parshas Melech, Melech Asabo? These are the illegal activities that the kings do. They're not allowed to do any of these things. They do against our law. So Shmuel is of the opinion there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the second parak has all the halachas of Melech. So Shmuel is of the opinion that Kol Ha'am and Parshas Melech, everything that it says, Melech Mutabo, these are the legitimate rights of the king, that he has the right to levy taxes. And Rav holds, no, it's not true, Kol Ha'am and Parshas Melech, Melech Asabo. So we paskin like Shmuel. So the Bir Agroa and the Meiri both write that this is Shmuel Lashitasa, that Shmuel holds Dina the Machusa Dina, because where is the Mokka? Where does it say in Chumash Dina Machusa Dina? In fact, it doesn't say in Chumash. It says in the Navi, in Parshas Melech. It says the Navi says the Melech will levy taxes on you. It means that is his legitimate right. He has the legal right to levy taxes and all the other things that are written there. Called Hom and Parshas Melech, Melech Mutabah. That parsha happens to be speaking about the Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael, and nonetheless the Gemara applies it to all kings, right? So the pashtus is based on this pshat in Shmuel, that is Shmuel the Shitasai, that Dina Mechusa Dina for sure applies in Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael, for sure it applies, and the Gemara even assumes that it applies in any Goyishe king in any other country as well. The Gemara usually applies it by Goyishe kings.
Yeah, but what if Medina has no king?
Government, any government, ruler.
The Jewish king, the Jews appointed king, they accepted this, under his rules and regulations, they accept these things, but a great king didn't accept them.
We'll get to all of these possibilities. So this is so according to the Bir Agro and according to the Meiri that Shmuel Ushitasoi, so it means that there is a machlokes. So the whole halacha, the whole paying taxes, mutal the machlokes. The Rav is not gerus. So according to Rav, you don't have to pay taxes. Well, according to Rav, there's no dina machlokes dina. You never have to pay any taxes. It doesn't apply to our system of taxes for a simple reason. Years ago, when the government would charge taxes, they would charge unreasonable. They would just take taxes in order to enrich themselves, in order to have more money in their banking account. Now the governments of the world that we're familiar with only take taxes in order to cover their budget. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that's a different din. If you have shutfim in a business, so the halacha says that the shutfim have rights and they have also obligations. Let's say the business needs a little more money. They want to fix up the business, they want to advertise a little more, they want to expand a little bit, they want to open up another branch or something. And they need a lot. They need more money in order to expand, in order to make even more money. So if the majority of the partners, democratic principles, and Shulchan Aruch go bus arrive in the shutfim in the partnership. So if the majority of the members of the partnership want to expand, so the din is that they're all mechuyev to put in their amount of money. The guy who has 60% has to give more than the guy who has only 4%, and each one has to lay out money in order to improve the partnership. So here also, if you have a government that gives you water and gives you highways and gives you police protection and gives you mail delivery and gives you alagutazach and everything, the fire department and the garbage sanitation and everything that they give you, and prisons, whatever they give you, alagutazachin, so you have to pay for that, and then you have to pay for the mayor's salary, for the senator's salary, for the president's salary. So you have to pay everybody's salary. Look, you have to pay for the mailman and so on. You have to pay for everything. So by us, it's a different voice. When we pay taxes, it's just to cover the budget. That's a different halacha, though. Even though we never joined into a shutfus over here, nonetheless, it's in Shulchan Aruch based on Toseftus and Baba Basra, that people who live in a community have the status of shutfim. The hostabler, if you don't like it, move somewhere else. You don't like it here, move to Washington.
Social contract.
Exactly. The fact that you remain in New York City makes it that you're a shutfim in New York City, and in New York State, and in the United States of America, and in the whole world. If you don't like it, go to a different country. If you don't like the whole world, go to Mars, go somewhere else. The fact that you're living here, you have the status, bal kochacho, of a shutfim. So whatever is necessary for the shutfim to run, the rove of the people in New York City want mail delivery. Nobody likes you. Nobody ever sends you any mail. So you're not interested in mail delivery, garbage collection. You don't care if they collect the garbage. But the majority of the partners want garbage collection, and they want water, and they want mail delivery, and they want police, and they want fire departments. So the mailer, all of the shutfim are mechuyev to pay for that. So bayas, the payment of taxes, a different voice. It's shibudi hashutfim. There's nothing to do with the taxes bismana gemara. But bismana gemara, the taxes were just to enrich the governor, to enrich the king. So what's the Yisrael HaMechayiv? So that's based on Dina and Machlokes Dina. Does it really exist? So the Vilna Gaon with the Meiri, I rub the opinion that that's the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Those kind of taxes are mutar l'machlokes. And Rav says that you don't have to pay those taxes. You only have to pay taxes that are for the purpose of covering the expenses of the government, the Torah shutfim. Those kind of taxes to enrich the government, nishmechuyev. So that's how the Vilna Gaon says, that it's really a machlokes Rav Shmuel. It's not muskim, and that's why it always says Shmuel Oma Dina Machlokes Dina, because Rav doesn't agree. Then you understand why it says B-boy Seima. Rav doesn't agree. So you have to, and how's Rav going to farem for the Mishnah? He's going to have to give another answer. The other Rishonim don't go for that. The Bir Agro with the Meiri claim that Dina Machlokes Dina is a machlokes Rav Shmuel. So the others hold it can't be. Even though Shmuel is the Bala Memri, they don't believe that anybody ever disagreed, because whenever the Gemara talks about Dina Machlokes Dina, they never mention that anybody, they never made it Lishitasa. This is the Bir Agro. Usually the Polish, the Galatiana make Lishitasa. Here the Vilna Gaon made a Lishitasa. That this is Shmuel Lishitasa, and Rav doesn't believe in Dina Machlokes Dina. So that's why the Rishonim on the Daf are bothered. The Rashba quotes we mentioned last week, Moreh v'Rabbi Achosu, the Rabbeinu Yoyne, he learned by the Ramban and by the Rabbeinu Yonah. When he quotes the Ramban, he quotes the, by name the Ramban. When he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, just as Barav Rabbi Achosi, doesn't say by name. So whenever he does mention the name, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah's Bada with the Kasha Magen Mishnah. All the Rishonim are Bada with this Kasha. Who disagrees on Dina Machusa Dina? Why do you need another answer in the Gemara? So that's one of the major answers that the Magen Mishnah quotes and the Rashba quotes on this Gemara. The Ramban and Choshen Mishpat quotes that in Shin Samach Tes. They have it marked down on the side. Simon Shin Samach Tes is one of the sources towards the end of Choshen Mishpat regarding the topic of Dina Machusa Dina. All the other Gemaras in Baba Kama, Baba Basra, and the Dorim are talking, not exactly, Baba Kama and the Dorim are talking about taxation. Dina Machusa Dina regarding collecting taxes. This is a different deed of the Malchus Adina. This is about the government has laws and regulations that if Reuven sells a house, gives a house, we're talking Matona, Shtori yeah. Matona. Reuven gives a house from Matona to Shimon and he has a document. And the document is endorsed or signed by the court. So the government declares, based on their books of laws and regulations, that the ownership is transferred. So that's Mutal B'machloikas. That's a big machloikas in Rishonim. So some Rishonim say, that's the second lashon in the Gemara. The boy is saying, "Mami kenzach dingin." Maybe dina de malchusa dina gave naran by collecting taxes. Dina de malchusa, when it's in the, for the benefit of the king is going to enrich himself by taking taxes. Oh, this is dina de malchusa. The melech is going to gain. He's going to be marvia. But the melech is telling me how to run my life. That you're entitled, I'm entitled, and so on. That he has no right to do. That's what a group of rishonim say. That's why it says, "The boy sayma." And if you want to disagree, there's room to disagree. And many Rishonim paskin like that. They paskin like that. That Dina Machus Adina does not apply in such a situation. Most of the Rishonim hold that that's not correct, though. Most of the Paskim hold, and Chayish Mishput, that Dina Machus Adina doesn't only apply. There are four different areas. And that long tshuva, the first tshuva in the Chelek Aleph of the Dvar Avroham, that long tshuva about Dina Machus Adina, say here, retten, and then in the footnote, he sums up what he's talking about, that there are really four different, he should have written the footnote first, it's a little out of order. So there are four different areas where you should discuss Dina Machus Adina. Number one is taxation, but that's what it says in Bava Kama and in Dorim, that taxation is Dina Machus Adina. And the Pashta says that there's no Machlek, the Bir Agro says Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, and the other Rishonim seem to assume there never was any Machlek.
But you said before about taxes and shitzvot, that basically we can see as the Malchusa, let's say in modern society, when we call it so-called democratic society, it's not a malchusa, it's much more a shutfus. And if it's a shutfus, then every person could be is my partner, and it could be my shaliach. And therefore we can even learn on there that on Matana, maybe it's easier as a shaliach, when I give the government to do it, it's my shaliach, it's like me, shaliach kabailo. So whatever I do,
I understand the shutfim. How did they become a shaliach? The shutfim, I understand. That's
but in general, the shutfim can act on my behalf. In all my
but benegay to what? What problem do you want?
Benegay to matona.
But if I want to give you, I own a house. It's not communistic. I own the house. It's mine. So I want to transfer ownership of the house to you. So we didn't make any other kinyan other than the shtar, which is signed by the Goyish court.
The Goyish court is not really a court, it's like a partnership, it's a makusa to take care of all these things that we have to do
for all the partners in the Medina, but we're not in the city, in the Medina, in the country, but we're not partners in this house. This house is my house.
Yeah.
And I want to give it to you, but Matana, out of the goodness of my heart. It's your house, you're giving to me whatever. No, we're not shutfim in the house. It's not communism that everybody has everything. Shali, shali, v'shalach, shalach. The house is mine, and I want to give you the house for Matana. So they hear the partnership is a mugbal. It's a limited.
I'm saying this partnership takes care of all the things the person has to do.
No, we're partners in the mail service, we're partners in the garbage collection.
So
no.
Money maker.
When you give all the transfers of the property, even if it might be taxed, even there, a transfer tax equality, would that be considered a tax or would that be considered a
problem? No.
But the government takes the tax.
Yeah.
That's tax.
Is the deed recognized as part of the tax?
No, yeah, that's tax.
Government has a right, government is entitled to tax.
But you're saying that the opinion would work or not.
I'm just got saying the question about taxation, but not by
right. Some Rishonim say that that's why the Gemara has an Ibai Seima.
Well,
that
you have a combination of the two.
It's not a combination. The tax is separate from the panzer.
In fact, that the government
the
government is entitled to take taxes whenever there's a transfer.
No, what he's saying, the kesef of the tax, it should be.
Morris says, according to the second answer, the transfer is not valid unless he made some other kinyan in addition to the shtar. But he just made the shtar if it's both Jews involved. Mm-hmm. If the both Jews involved, the moichin and the lekech are both Jews, or the noisin and the mekabel are both Jews. Then many Rishonim say Dina Machusa doesn't apply. We're going to get to more details.
So the no limitation from the taxation, the income, the estate tax, the transfer tax?
Has to be reasonable. Has to be reasonable. If it's unfair or unreasonable.
50% of state taxes, I think.
If it applies to
the government needs that much money, for sure. I mean, in America, the government doesn't take the money officially to enrich themselves. Unofficially, they've got enough money. We're talking officially. Officially, the government isn't taking money to enrich anybody. They're just taking it to make ends meet. So it's in Gansen a different talk, a different rate. That's the taxes Batara Shutfis, the Hiskaitis of Shutfis.
Because the fairness is also whether the tax applies to everybody.
Yeah, it has to apply to everybody equally. If they tax lawyers more than doctors, or they tax Jews more than non Jews, or they tax Iranians more than Siberians, so that's not fair. Has to be fair. Then it comes to the loose of the mouth.
In the case of the government uses the money for certain things which is detrimental to a certain group, like they give enemies of the Jews, let's say they give help or money.
I don't think that's valid. Look, the government of every country has to decide what's in their best interest for security. If they feel they have to support the Arabs because they need the oil.
Yeah.
That's a fair assessment. Somebody has to lose. Whenever you take a stand, someone's losing. So the government decides that they need oil more than they need Jews. What's this? They have a right to make such a decision. It's not so unfair. I mean, I'm unhappy about the decision, but that's a fair
Definitely.
Decision. I don't think you can say that's unfair. That's not a valid reason not to have to pay taxes.
What about the zeros the going did on the evening in Europe to force them to pay taxes to let them stay in the company?
And it was only on the Jews. It was only on the Jews. No, so that's Chamsa Nusa de Machusa. Whenever there's discrimination against one
group,
either a group of nationality or a group of businessmen, they charge the farmers more tax, or they charge the lawyers a higher tax. If they charge the wealthy people more tax than the poor people, that's not considered unfair.
To the poor people, say it's not fair. It's fair. The rich people would say it's unfair. That's as much another thing. So therefore, it's relevant.
That we have a Mishnayis. Mishnayis say that's considered fair. If you have graduated taxes, so then it's considered reasonable. If it's within reason, that is considered reasonable. But if they arbitrarily tax one group of people because of nationality or because of profession,
Then it's not
dina. Then it's chamsanusa. Then it's not. Then it's not binding. Then it's not valid. So this is the Shaila Nachamol. The Mishnah sounds like it says, maybe it doesn't say that. That's the second answer. It doesn't say that. There is no such Mishnah. But the Mishnah sounds like it says, Kol Ashtaris. Kol means every single star from A to X, except for YZ. It says two exceptions to the rule. Giti Nashim Shechri Avodim. All the other stories, Ha'il Markois is good, all the story mom. Except for Gita Nashim Shachravan, Fegdigmar, all the other stars, and what about a shtar matane? We need a shkoyach of a shtar. It's not good enough that it's just a raya that he made a kinyan. He didn't make any other kinyan. So what is the kinyan based on? So Shmuel's first answer is Dina de Machusa Dina, and the second answer is it doesn't. Maybe Taka doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Boy, you say ma. If you want a weak answer, Tani, we should reread the Mishnah. Instead of the girusa like we have chutz migitei nashim shechri avam, there are only two exceptions to the rule. No, it means except for the whole category of shtari kinyan. All shtari kinyan are not accepted. The only thing we accept kol ashtaris means all shtari raya are accepted, but all shtari kinyan are not accepted. Tani, read in the Mishnah chutz mikigitei nashim. Anything that's a shtar kinyan would not be valid. In other words, the second answer of the Gemara holds that you don't say dina machus adina. But that's the Pella that the Rajba quotes from Ben Yair. What do you mean you don't say? In Gan Shas it says you do say Dina Machus Adina. How can it be that you don't say? So some again, so just to review again, so according to the Vilna Goin, half of the Amoraim denied Dina Machus. Rav never held from Dina Machus at all.
In that case.
Yeah, never holds from dinim machus. So the government can't make up any new dinim. We follow achoshim ish, but we don't follow any dinim machus. So what's binding on the goyim? So what's
binding? They own dinim. They have to make dinim for themselves.
But the goyim, in other words, you do follow. You mean you follow dinim machus when one of the parties is a goy?
Yeah.
When both parties are Jewish, then you don't follow dinim machus.
Yeah.
That's one way to learn. Inami, you can say. Even by the Nochrim, they don't follow the laws of the land. They have to follow Unzer Choshe Mishpat. The Nochrim have to follow every Ktais and every Nesivis. They can't follow. That's how the Ramo learns. The Ramo has a famous Tshuva in his Shadows of Tshuva. Ramo, he says that the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch, one of them is Dinim. So he says, Was haste Dinim? So he quotes the Ramban of Chumash, who writes in Vayishlach, all the Choftal, the Rovus, and Zikin. So he says they have to follow every din. The Ramo even writes in the Tshuva, Pilei Ploy. The Ramo writes in the Tshuva, they have to follow even the following din. There was a Shaila. The Ramo's cousin was the Maharam Padua, and he published a Rambam with Hagoyas on the bottom of the page. When we have the Rambam, we have the Raivid and the Magi Mishnah and the Kes Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah and the Shlomo Melech, all the famous Mefarshim. Then on the bottom of the Rambam, before you get to all the Mefarshim, there are tiny letters there once every 2-3 pages. It says Ayin Batur, it says Fus Venitia, there's another word there. Sometimes they correct the word in the Ram. Those Haoris were added by the Maharam Padua, the cousin of the Ramo. So he printed a Ramam and it cost him a fortune of money to set the type all over again to add his Hagos, and he was selling his Rambam. And then a Goyish printer reprinted the Rambam without the Hagos of the Maharam Padua, the old editions of the Rambam. He was selling it for half the price that the Maharam Padua was selling. So there's a Shaila of Hasogas Gvul. Are the Jews allowed to buy the Goy's
Rambam
edition of the Rambam before the Maharam Padua sells out his edition of the Rambam? So the Maharam Padua sent a letter to his cousin. What does he say? And if he's on his side, he should support it. He has a long tshuva where he gives up 6-7 reasons why the Jews are not allowed to buy the Goy's Rambam edition. So one of the reasons is there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Rashi and Chumash quote the Chisim Ker Mimker La Misecha Kano Miyana Misecha. If you have a Breira to do business with a Yisrael or with a Nachri, you should always choose to do the business with a Yisrael. And the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, even if it's going to be a little more expensive, even if it's going to cost you a little more. So he says, even though the Maharam Padua's Rambam costs a little more than the Goy's Rambam, because you had to set the type all over again and so on, you had greater expenses. So he says, nevertheless, that's the halacha, that chisim kermim karalam yisecha. That's one reason. Then he says, it's a sefer sheina muga. The hagos of the Maharam Padua make the Rambam into a sefer muga. And the Gemara has a dinin ksubas al tashkim v'alecha avlo, also lahasha sefer sheina muga. If you have a sefer that's not corrected. He gives us 6-7 reasons why. So one of his reasons why they're not allowed to buy the Nochri's Rambam, they have to buy only from the Maharam Padua, is that there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that when a Talmud Chacham comes to town, let's say they're coming and they're selling whatever, potatoes. A few merchants came today by boat to sell potatoes, or they drove in by their wagons to sell potatoes from the farms. One of them is in Talmud Chacham, the other ones are not from Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, there's halacha in the second paragraph of Bava Basra, Naktina Leishuka. You let the Talmud Chacham sell out all of his merchandise first, and then after he sells that, then Ereshti, you allow the other merchants to sell it, because it's going to be a shod that site, it's going to have bittul ter. The others are not going to learn anyway. So the Talmud Chacham is going to be bittul ter, so you let him sell out his stuff first, and then only after he's all sold out, then you let the non-Talmud Chacham. So he says that even the Nochri is bound by that din. The Nochri printer, the publisher, is not permitted to sell his Rambams until my cousin sells out all of his Rambams. That's halacha in the Gemara, Naktina L'shukim. Nochri is mechuyev and kovar ha-teireh. So he says, yes, because the Ramban says on Parshas Vayishlach that dinim, the Nochri is muzar and dinim, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch, so dinim, the Ramban says, means all the chof talar of his nezikin. So the Ramo says, what does that mean? Gan choshe mishpat, including this din, that Naktina L'shukim, that the Talmud Chacham goes first. So the Nochri has to observe that din. So that's one way to learn the Gemara. That's a very mechudish dika way. The Iboy say meh, that dina machusa dina. One way to say, what does the Gemara need another Iboy say meh for? What's wrong dina machusa dina? So one way to say pshat, half of the Amoraim don't hold from Shmuel's dina. Rab doesn't hold from the whole dina machusa dina. God, yeshloi mana, everybody holds from dina machusa dina. But dina machusa dina, the Rishonim also only applies when one of the two parties, or both of the parties are Anochrim. If the both parties are Yisraelim, so there's no dina machus adina. Let's say you have two Jews are in business together. Two Jews are in business together. So let's say I'm driving a car and I crash into your car, I made a hazard. So do you go by Dina and Machusa Dina? So it says in Chosh Mishpat, no, we don't follow Dina Machusa Dina, we follow Dina HaTorah. It's a Tshuva Zaraj, but the only time you follow Dina Machusa is when at least one of the two parties is a Nochri. But both of them are Yisrael. So we have our Dina, we have our Chosh Mishpat. So that's what a lot of Rishonim say. The Iboy Yisrael Mahes, you can't apply Dina Machusa Dina over here. The Moichon Elokech are both Yidin over here. So Dina Machusa Dina Geitenstadt. Another way to say is, what do you mean Dina Machusa Dina? Even by two Nochrim, there's no Dina Machus Dina. What do you mean the Goyish government is going to make up their own? They're Machuyev to follow the Chosh Mishpat. In the Chosh Mishpat, this is Apostle Ashtar. Ashtar, Hoyle Ba'akosh Anach, and Zishkin Kosher Ashtar. So even for them, it wouldn't, even if both of the part of the Mech with the Lakeach would be Goyim, it wouldn't be a valid. It's an obscure sheet, a Shvere Ramot. The Chuvas Ramot is very Shvere. That he takes that Ramban and he says that it means that the Nochem HaMuchayif to follow all the dinim, the whole Chosh Mishpat. The Pashto says that it's not.
Yeshiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach were given before the Torah was given. One of the things for dinim.
Was dinim.
So then later on the Torah was given, we apply...
So the Rabban Shalom told them that's
what
how the Ramban assumed.
That the dinim...
Tom Moloch of Talar of is Nezikin.
And before what...
That's why you have in the code of Hammurabi from the days of Avram Avinu, it has all some of the dinim. Has about Kaifer and has about Shloshim Shalev, it has a lot of Din. So the Goyim said, oh, you see that the Jews made up the whole Torah and they just copied over from Hammurabi. So others say, no, the Rabban Shalom told Noach about all of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch, you had to tell him about Dinim. You had to tell him Dinim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you're not permitted to teach Torah to the Nochim, except for the Sheva Mitzvahs, the two. Why? He has to know how to observe Dinim, has to what's Arayas and what's Dinim. You have to teach him these Dinim. How then is he going to know what he's going to make up his own stuff? So a lot of Rishonim hold, you're not allowed to make up his own stuff.
So you have to teach him the whole Chosh Mishpat.
Noshim and Ezekin. Noshim and Ezekin, yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. An independent court. Is there such a thing as a court?
Arbitration.
Arbitration.
Arbitration,
don't you have to enter into arbitration? You have to agree to that.
Yeah, agree to it. Sure,
that's not a court. That's not a court.
I mean, the two parties on their own agree to submit.
Can agree anything.
Sure.
That wouldn't be Dina and Mahusa, that would be they were both Mishabah, they were both Mishchayev themselves.
Whatever you say, whatever
the Yeah, whatever they agree to. That's a different thing. That's not Dina and Mahusa.
If you didn't include all the Chavdalot of Nezikin, then why is it a separate mitzvah for Gezel? It's the same thing, huh?
That's right, Mr. Akasha. What do you need a separate Dina of Gezel? It should be included in the Chavdalot, yeah. The Meir Don, I think, has a long arichas on that than his sefer. He has a sefer Chemdas. What is it called? Chemdas Yisrael. The one who wrote the Kli Chemdo on Chumash, Meir Don Plotsky. He has a sefer Chemdas Yisrael. I think a running commentary on the sefer Mitzvah Haramban. Very fascinating artist. Very sharp. So in the middle of the sefer, he has like a kuntres, 50 pages long, big kuntres, big pages too, size of his gemara. Has a big kuntres about the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He goes through the whole Gemara with all the Rambam, not some gepilpul. Very strong, very stark. So it has a whole discussion on this kasha. What do you, if the Ramban is right that Dinim includes all the Chavdalot of Nezikin, so what do you need Gezel for? So good to kasha, so you give some afkeminas. I forgot it really well. So this is the big issue that the Rishonim are all trying to understand. Why do you need Iboy Yisemeh? Doesn't everybody agree that there's a klal of Dinim Machusa Dinim? So these are some of the answers that were suggested. Nachamol, just to review. One answer is that Rav doesn't agree with Shmuel. Rav doesn't hold from Dina the Machus Adina. The Gemara wants to say, how is Rav going to read the Mishnah? Another answer was, Dina Machus Adina doesn't apply when both parties are Jewish. Other Rav, the Shmuel is Tzorachi and Godel. We have to understand, if they talk in the Merchon and the Lekech, the Noisen and the Mekabel are both Jewish, how can you talk about Dina Machus Adina? The other Rav, that's difficult. Different suggestions. So the Rashbo on our daf doesn't quote these wild suggestions. He has basically two suggestions. He has a third one that's not so important, but he has basically two significant suggestions that are discussed in the Chosh Mishpat. One is what you suggested before, that Iboy Seima, maybe Dina de Malchusa, Dina only applies to taxation. Dina de Malchusa, when it's L'Toyves HaMelech, the Melech is going to be enriched. But if the melech is making chukim and mishpatim for the whole kohol, he has no right to do that. You don't apply dinim machlus adina to such a situation. And there are poskim and shulchan aruch who poskim like that. A dinim machlus adina only applies to taxation and not to anything else. The pashtus is that it's not so. The pashtus in the Rishonim is that it's not so. So that's why the Rashba quotes another answer from his Rebbe, from the Rabbeinu Yonah on Baba Basra. And the Gemara on Baba Basra, Daf Nun Dalid, Rabbeinu Yonah has a safe on Baba Basra that's called Aliyas to Rabbeinu Yonah, because he discusses every sugya. And then he gives you at the end, he says, Hadinim Ha'olim Me'asugya Zos. What's the upshot of the sugya? So he always writes about Hadinim Ha'olim, so that's why it's called the Aliyas to Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's, I think, the Ramban here calls it the Aliyas to Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not a modern title. Shitin Kubetz, the Rishonim called it like that. Aliyas to Rabbeinu Yonah. Doesn't mean the attic. It means Hadinim Ha'olim. The upshot, the tamtzis of the sugya. So he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, and that's what the Chazon Ish makes a big fuss about this Rabbeinu Yonah. Along Arichas, they run as follows. If two Avade and Avade, Din and Malchuse, only applies when at least one of the parties involved is a Nochri. If both parties involved are Yisraelim, Din and Malchuse, Dina does not apply. What is the first answer to the Gemara? Omar Shmuel, Din and Malchuse, Dina. We're talking Hachma Askin, and they're both Yidin. That's how Rashi wrote on the previous daf, and over here they're both, the Noisen and the Mekabel, they're both Jewish. So what kind of Din and Malchuse? So the Rabbeinu Yonah goes further. It really says in the Rabbeinu Yonah, but in case someone is going to far actions, they say, look in the Chazon Ish, and he spells it at the end of Chosh Mish, but he has a long essay about Dina Machus Dina. But it really says in the Rabbeinu Yonah, you don't even need the Rajman Ardaf quotes the whole Rabbeinu Yonah. So he says like this: if two Yidin have a case, and they already went to the court, there's a din, you're not allowed to go to our Kohesh Al Nochem. Right. There's a prohibition, you're not allowed to go to our right. So, but what if they did go to the court? For some reason or another, they went to court, and the judge of Changi Paskin, what the din is, and the judgment of the court does not correspond to what it should have been in Chosh Mishpat. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, but if the judge already Paskin, this is the law, he bangs down the gavel. He doesn't bang down the gavel, he says, this is the psak. So just like we have a din hefke bezna hefke, that the bezin can be mafke yamamin. So where does that come from, Hefke Bezna Hefke? So the Rishonim say in Sanhedrin in the first paragraph, that's based on Dina, it's an extension of Dina the Machlus Dina. The Melech has the power. The Bezin functions as a Melech. So if the government has a system of courts, and the Goyish court paskins, you have to pay him money, or this is what the final psak is, that the judgment came out, X, Y, Z, whatever, even though it doesn't correspond to the Dina Atera, that's the Locha. He just made a hefke bezna. If not, the din atara really should have been not so, but he just made a hefke bezna. You submitted. Yeah. You weren't allowed to go to court. Yeah, you shouldn't have gone to court. And then the Chazon Ish adds on. This the Rabbeinu Yonah does, because Chazon Ish adds on, when the bezna hears about this later on, they may decide to penalize you for going to court, and the penalty may be that they'll cause you to lose everything. The bezna may decide they want to punish you and take away the money that the court awarded you. But if you did a b'shegig, maybe they won't punish you. A different shadow, they may want to punish you. It's not under Maisa. But before the Bezin decides whether they want to punish you or not, if the judge passes in favor of one, even though it's not in accordance with what the din atayra is, if the judge could pass, then they could pass. So that's it. What if he didn't? What if the judge didn't pass in at all? What if the judge didn't pass in at all? So do you say the din is the two Jews have an asik? I crashed into your car. We had a shutzus or whatever. I bought some merchandise, I did pay, whatever, some kind of a sichso. So what are you going to say? We'll go for a dinter, but not let it go to Goyish court. So how should the Dayan and Paskin a dinter? Should they follow Yiddish din or should they follow Goyish din? Of course they follow Yiddish din. What's Rashala? Two Baladinim, they're both Yidin. If one of the Baladinim or both of the Baladinim if one of them is a Goy, then you follow Din and the Malchusa. But if both of them are Jewish, you're not allowed to follow. You're not allowed to follow Din and the Malchusa. It says in Chosh Mish, but there are exceptions to the rule. There's never an exception to the rule that you go to our court. You're never supposed to go to Goyish court unless you just can't get anywhere with a Yiddish court. Then you have exceptions, and in Shulchan Aruch they say that the Bezna will give you authorization, they'll allow you to go to Goyish court. But in, under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to go to our court. But even when you go to Yiddish court, it does mean that they're always going to pass according to the halacha. Sometimes you have to constitute a Bezna, three Rabbonim, three Talmid HaChachamim, and they have to passkin based on the Dinim Machusa. When would that? Normally, if the two Baladinim are Yiddish, Ayidin, so they're not going to follow Din and Machus, but sometimes they do. For example, let's say it's an ASIC, a business deal, Shutfim or Mekach HaMemker or something. And the minigamdina is, when you're dealing business, they always follow goyish laws. You have a lot of customers. Half of them are Yidden, half of them are goy. So by the goyish customer is going to be one set of rules. By the Yiddish customer is going to be a different set of rules. According to the Chosh Mishnah, Daf and Halk and Kaf, you have to have two systems
books.
And two sets of books. One set of books for the Yidden, one set of books for the goy, and with this and that. There's two. Yeah, okay, Ribbis is the one bit. So the Shachin in Chosh Mishpat quotes from the Mordechai, Halacha L'maisa, what happens if we entered into an agreement? I'm buying merchandise from you, or we entered into a shutfas, shares in a corporation or something like that, and we made stipulations, we're agreeing that this and this should be the rules and regulations. We can agree to whatever we want. We can change what the Dina HaTorah. Dina HaTorah are X, Y, Z, but whenever we entered into the agreement, we can agree to whatever. Schreibers, you can agree to whatever you want. Like you said, what if they want to have arbitration? The din haTorah is that you owe me the money. Arbitration will agree, Yosha, whatever. Yeah, Kevin, Michael, whatever you want. So let's say we agreed melechatchila not to follow din haTorah 100%. In some cases, we're going to follow din haMachusah. So whatever you agree to is fine. If I crash into your automobile and make an accident, no one ever agreed to anything. So that you follow din haTorah. If the mazik and the nizik are both Yidden. So you don't follow, so you have to go to Yiddish Bez, and Yiddish Bez, that's the Paskin, what it says in Chosh Mishpat, but you don't follow Dini Argoyim. But if we entered into a partnership or into a relationship, I bought merchandise from you, so Kilu Hisnu, that we're going to follow Dini Machusa, that's the meaning of Dini, everybody follows. So then you have to go to a Yiddish court, a Yiddish Bez, of Rabbanim, but the Rabbanim have to Paskin what it says in the secular law, they don't Paskin what it says in the Yiddish law. So now the Chazanish Now the Rabbeinu Yoni explains this Gemara. So he says like this, if the both parties are Yidden, and it's not a case that they were Masne, Kilu, Hisnu, that we want to follow Dina Machus. No.
Yes,
they want to make a Kenyan. They want to make a Kenyan on real estate. So they're supposed to make a Yiddish Kenyan. But what if they went to a Goyish court and the court paskins, we hereby declare that the karka now belongs to you. So the karka belongs to you. But the shaila is, they didn't go to the court for a sichsuch. It wasn't a sichsuch between me and you, whether the karka. They went to the court for a kinyan. They didn't go for a decision to submit their asik. They have no asik.
Yeah,
they're not. There's no machlekes over here. We're still friendly. Before there was no asik. I'm giving you a matana. I want the matana to take effect. I want to make a king start. So we went to the goyish court. So the Rabbeinu Yonah learns that was the machlokes in the Gemara. If you have a court which is sponsored by the government, that if the court would have paskin, we hereby declare that the karka belongs to you. So if they would have declared, that would have been hefkedes and hefkedes. Even though the karka does not belong to you because the shtar was a pasul shtar. But if the court declares it's yours, me'ezatam shayi, if it's a fair decision. So then the karka would belong to you based on hefkedes and hefkedes, dina mahusa. But the court didn't declare anything, the court just signed the document, that's what they always do. So that's the machlokes, the first lashon and the second lashon. So the first lashon in the Gemara was that even here you apply dina the mahusa dina. It's considered as if they went for a decision and the court gave a decision. And therefore you say, dina mahusa means hefkedes and hefkedes. And the second lashon, no, they didn't go, they didn't have any sichsuch, they didn't submit the case to the court. So since they're both Yidden, Dina Machusa Geitn Shton. Dina Machusa only applies automatically if one of them is a goy. If they're both Yidden, doesn't apply unless the court gave a decision. This is not called a decision. Mm-hmm. That's the Machleg, is the Tulik, that's how Rabbeinu Yonah says. This case is a borderline case. Do you consider this a decision of the court? That's the first lashon and the second lashon. Everybody say, no, this is not a court decision. This is a Kenyan. So Kenyan doesn't apply. It's not a kosher a Kenyan for two Yidden. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's beer in the Gemara. Again, we started to mention before in this first tshuva by the Dvar Avram, he divides Dina Machus into four different categories. He says some of them for sure there's no machlokes, and others are questionable. Dina Machus as far as collecting taxes, so he said that's what the Gemara always says in the Dorim and in Bava Kama. The Mar Mekayim says in the Dorim and Bava Kama, the Gemara says Dina Machus Adina. The Vilna Gaon said that's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, the Vilna Gaon with the Miri, but the others hold that it's not, so there never was a Machlokes on that. Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees that there's such a din of Dina Machlokes Adina. Then he says there's another din of the Machlokes Adina There's another din in Malchus Adina. Let's say the government has minimum wages. The government has maximum prices that you have a right to charge on merchandise or rent control or something like that. Laws against discrimination or something like that. So that's Latikon Amdina. They have a right, not to have a right. That's the government's obligation. That's what a government is all about. The Melech Mishpat Yamin Eretz. The Avnei Nezer has a long tshuva in the end of Chelek Yeridei, where he explains that's the obligation, that's the function of the government, to keep law and order. So if they establish laws of usury, that you shouldn't charge too much ribis, or laws of decency in minimum wages and maximum revach and so on, so that everybody agrees. He claims that everybody agrees that there's dina in the Malchus Adina. That's also that's where Rav Henkin wrote a tshuva many years ago, that years ago there used to be Yiddish landlords in New York and Yiddish tenants, and they would charge them unbelievable rent, and they wouldn't follow the rent control of the guidelines of the government. They said, Dina Machus Adina Geit Nishtan, when both of the parties are Yidden. So Rav Henkin published a whole tshuva in Hapardis many, many years ago, 40 years ago, that is absolutely wrong. When the Rajba quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina on Ar Gemara in Chosh Mishpat, it says like that, Dina Machus Adina doesn't apply when the both parties are Yidden. That means that the laws, the secular laws of the land, of the government, don't apply automatically in a case where both parties are Jewish. We're not talking secular laws. They made a takana l'tayvis amdina. That's the role of the government. That's their job, to make takanas. So of course that applies even if all the parties involved are Jewish. They want to make sure that the Jews don't rip off the other Jews also. So he wrote his tshuva specifically about the rent control, that it zikr applies even if all the parties involved are Jewish. Zikr. So he says there's one din machus din about paying taxes. The Avram writes, so he understands, not like the Vilna Gaon, everybody's masking today. There's another din machus din letikan amdina. There's opgiret, everybody agrees like that. There's a third din machus din that the government has a right to punish offenders. Let's say a guy's a criminal or whatever violation, have a right to put him in jail or to give him onshim, whatever. He says everybody holds from that. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara tells about Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Rab Shimon Bar Yochai stayed in the cave with his son. So his son was a detective for the Romans, for the police. He used to arrest Jews and put them in prison, and he used to give them the death penalty based on circumstantial evidence on Gnevi. So you see from the Gemara that if a person is a violator, even a Yid, if a person is a violation of the laws of the country, so the Yidin have a right to give him over to the government and to punish him. That's what it says in Chosh Mishpat. That whenever there would be a Gneva in town by the Goyim, and they would be choshed that the Yidin did it, so they were afraid that there would be a pogrom, so the Ramon, the Beravel, the old quote, the practice always was that the Yidin would tell the Goyim, it's either this guy, this guy, this guy, these are our three professional Ganovim, and go figure out which one, they would master them to the Goyish government. That's not the Heifnish Kemesira. They have to identify who the Ganovim are. That's not a problem. So the government has a right to punish people. That's also for sure dina machus adina. That's not a problem. Then there's another dina machus adina, minting coins, that cash. There's halacha of kesef and shavu kesef. Marshal pidyon ma'aseh sheni can only be done with kesef. You can't do with shavu kesef. Halacha la'maaseh. And other halachas of money versus the main halachas by government declares as legal tender. In America, it's dollar bills and coins and so on. So whatever is legal tender, thus says kesef. So you have to have a bona fide government. Stam, if the pirates make tokens or something like that, that's not called, that's shove kesef. If it works, that's shove kesef, but you can't call that kesef. Kesef is only if it's sponsored by a bona fide government, that's called kesef. That's another din of dina machus adina. And the Marshal says that there never was a machlokes on that. Everybody holds, of course, much everybody holds on that. And where is there the machlokes in Chosh Mishpat when the government establishes a whole legal system, what the laws should be, and it doesn't correspond to the Chosh Mishpat? So that's the machlokes of Rishonim, whether you would apply Dinim Machos Adin in such a case. So a minority of Rishonim said that's why there's an Iboy Seima here. The first Lashon in the Gemara held Dinim Machos Adin even applies to establishing a legal system. And the second lashon was Nibai Seima. There's no, it's a gate in Shtandina Machusadina. The Goyish government has no right to institute a new legal system. They have to follow the Chosh Mishpat. And Rav Rishonim hold that that's not correct. That's not the issue involved over here.
So what you're saying is with Lord Elamore, if a guy doesn't follow the Chosh Mishpat, then it's not Seima Machusadina because they're not doing it a proper way.
The Ramah in the Tshuva goes Gorvite. He says that even Goyim amongst themselves also cannot follow. Even the Malchusa, they have to follow every single Sifkot in the Chasam Mishpah. Yeah, we don't. They're not supposed to recognize their legal system.
They're not supposed to follow their rule. Mm-hmm.
He says even amongst them, they're not supposed to follow their laws. They're supposed to follow our laws. That's Gor exaggerated. That's a Gor Ashverishi. So the Gemara in Bava Basra and other Kiddushim discusses which Kinyanim work by the Noch and which not. All based on Halachas. And these Rishonim say they have no right to change the laws. We have already established Afi Halacha what their laws are, and that's stuck with that, whether they like it or not. They're stuck with that whether they like it or not. That's how a group of Rishonim said. And the Pashto says we don't accept that. The best pshat in the Gemara is the way the Rabbeinu, that's what the Chazon Ish writes. The best pshat, the Rashba also writes like that. The best pshat in the Gemara is the way the Rabbeinu Yonah said. That everybody holds from Dina and the Machusa Dina that they do have a right to invent their own laws. And I'm choice to follow Chazon Ish, but everybody's masking to have a right to make up their own laws. But this is Altsgered Givon. If one of the parties is a Nachri, but if the both parties are Yidin and Dina Machus and Dina Gate Nishton, unless they went to court and the court of Gepaskin gave a decision, so then you say Dina and Machus, that's like Hefke doesn't Hefke, even though they're both Jewish, and Dina Machus and Dina shouldn't have applied, but they went to court and the court of Gepaskin, that's it. But this is the two Lashanis thing, see, does Hez Gepaskin or not? They didn't go for a decision, they just went to make a Kenyan. So the first Lush in the Gemara holds that since the court sponsored this Kenyan, that's called a court decision. The second Lush holds that's not a decision. They never submitted a Shaila. There was no case. There was no case. So that's not called a psak that you should apply Dina Machusa.
You say that they both went to court. You mean to say that by agreement they both went to court for the decision?
Yeah, they both went to transfer the property to
the other two. And they ended up in court.
No.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. If they went to court and a decision was given already, so whoever won in court, won. And then the Chazon Ish says, but now we may decide to punish the man who won because he wasn't allowed to go to court in the first place. That's a later shaila, whether we should penalize him or not. But before you get to penalizing anybody, but just what's the din? So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Once somebody won in court, Beit Yidin, they went to court. Once he won in court, so he wins the money, so he's entitled to
the Dina Malchus of Dina. If this is some kind of a tzidui, that you have to go, the two Jews have to go to.
Not allowed to go to secular court. No, our course is a separate sugya. That's a separate issue. They're not allowed to go to court. Even if you apply Dina Malchus of Dina, like the first Loshan Ingmar, even if you should apply Dina Malchus of Dina, they're not allowed to go to court. You have to go to a Yiddish court. Have to go to Yiddish at Bezdin, and they have to paskin based on the Goyish laws. Let's say we gave an example. If we have a partnership, I have shares in a corporation, I make a chamemkar, buy merchandise and so on, and it's kilu hisnu, when we entered into the agreement,
based on the government.
We all deal with Yidden and with Goyim. We're going to have a different set of systems.
According to the law of the state of New York, according to the law of the state here.
So it's self-understood, even if we never said it, it's self-understood. Zicher, if you signed a contract and it says according to the laws, Zicher. But even if you didn't say, since if you would have said according to the laws of the state of New York, you would have been masna, you can make any tanaisha the mom and is valid. So whatever is the minigam dina is considered kilu hisnu domi. So it's as if they had made such a tanai. So the Shach quotes from the Rishon, the Balei Tosfos and the Mordechai, that whatever you have shutfus, amekach amemkar, then even if all the parties involved, both parties involved are yidden, then you do follow dina machos dina. But it doesn't mean you go to a goyish court. You go to Adin Torah, and the Rabbanim have to paskin according to what it says in the secular law. They're not allowed to paskin based on what it says in the Choshen Mishpat, because we made it.
And you write up a contract that all decisions have to be done by a
Goyish Court? No, that's an Easter. There's a prohibition to go to a Goyish Court. No.
But you said before you can make all types of laws and conditions.
You can't make a condition to violate an Avera. No, you can't make a condition we're going to run the business on Shabbos. That's Easter the Heter. I can make a condition. I can make a condition. Even though I'm entitled to the money, I should give it to you. Even though you're entitled, I want to get it. Make conditions. Who gets the right to the money? But you can't have a condition. We're going to be Mechal Shabbos. We're going to go to Goyish Court. That's an Issa. You're not allowed to go to Goyish Court. Pardon me? Right. How long you have to pay, how the payment should be, and so on. Who's entitled to the money? Now that tonight would help. So even if you never made the Tanai, whatever is the Minigam Dina is Kilu Hisna Domi. But still, you have to go to Yiddish Bezin, then Yiddish Bezin has to pass in according to the secular law. There's a shadow, what you raised the question, let's say they want to submit to arbitration. They want to submit to a Goyish panel, three Goyim, should arbitrate on the case. So is there anything wrong with that? Maybe the Isser of our court only applies if you go to an official court from the court system. But if we pick, let's say we're in a certain business, and we pick out three Goyim, well, they have a standard. They have a standard.
Is it based upon what the Goyish court base is?
No, let's say it's based on Yosha. So we want to pick.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. So here, this is a machlokes. The Isra of going to Goyish court are cause. Does that only apply when the Goyish court is sponsored, the official Goyish court that's sponsored by the government? But let's say I pick, the two of us will pick three Goyim from the field that they know more or less what's Yeshadik and what the common practice is, and maybe then it's Mutta. Or the other person, hold on, it's still Asa. You shouldn't do that. You should still go, you should pick out three, you shouldn't pick three Goyim. So that's a machlag, the Shach and the Nesivis, and Chayesh Mishpat, what the din is in such a place.
Can the din of the office change the laws of ages?
For example, according to secular law, women can testify. So, for example, what happened?
Somebody barred somebody else, something like that. Women see, whatever.
No. And one of the parties is non-Jewish, or they're both Jewish? Both of them are Jewish, no. So they have to go to a Yiddish bezin, they can't go to our courts to adjudicate this case. And then the bezin is supposed to follow the Dini HaTorah. The Radina Mechayshimish, but that sometimes we accept Eidus of women. There's a Takonas HaGoyim that if the Hezek occurred in the Beis HaKnesses Shalom Noshim, the women were fighting with each other on Shabbos and Ezra's Noshim, whatever, and there are no men there. So then it says there's a Takonas HaGoyim that if it's a Hechetimtzah where they weren't, the type of the Hezek was such that it's not shaykh to have men testify, so then you accept women's testimony. But otherwise not. Otherwise, the din is that women are pasulates. Unless the parties accept neman alayaba, neman alayavicha, unless they're prepared to accept, that both parties agree they'll accept the testimony of the woman. If they accept it, so the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, then you can accept any psalm. You can accept kroivim, you can accept mishoyim, you can accept the edis nashim also. But if someone refuses to accept it, so then the bezna has to follow the dini hater, that the isha is psululeid.
Sometimes you go to arbitration, and then it could be a boy or it could be a yid. So those lodim and the umad who said you're not allowed to do it, even for arbitration, because it's a boy. If this person happens to be a yid, then it would be a heter. Even though, because it's yesterday, he's passed in yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
So if it happens to be a yid, then there would be mutter.
Right, right.
But we just don't know. I mean, could we get there?
I mean, you never know who you're going to get.
That's
a problem. So we pass an halacha lemaisa like the Iboy is saying. We assume la halacha chutz miki gitei noshim. That dina machusadina does not apply to any shtari kinyan. Only applies to shtari raya. Not only to gitin and shtashichu, which are risa veheta, yinik siva l'shmo. That's a double pasha that does one. Ki gitei noshim. The whole category of shtari kinyan are not accepted if the oil about koshan. So that's Alpi Pashtus, the Machlokes, that's where he raised the question before. What's the halacha? The Goyisha court was watching when I loaned him $500,000. So they write down a document that Pliny loaned Pliny $500,000 and he owes him the money. So, and later on, he's going to deny that he says, not true, he never borrowed the money. Never borrowed the money, but have a star heard about Kosh Anachim that he did borrow the money. So that for sure. That our Kosh are reliable that he owes me the money. He's not going to have such an Irish tiny, he never borrowed the money. The star says that he did. He's going to tiny the paraiti. He says he paid it back. So what's the din? Usually the Mishnah says on the end of Bava Basra that there are two major differences. Between a milva balpeh and a milva bishtar. One difference is a milva balpeh, if I loan you money, even if there were witnesses watching, If later on, a year later, you say paraiti, so you're bagloip, he's bagloip to say, he's believed to say paraiti. And look at the shtar, a shtar that says that I loaned him $1 million, so I say shtoch biodim my boy, he's not believed to say paraiti. That's one difference. The other difference is, can I collect from the chasim shubadim? What if he borrowed the money, then he sold all of his karka to somebody else? If it's only a milval peh, so there's no shiba nechasim, there's only shiba daguf, he owes the money. So if he has karkois now, so I say, I collect the karkois. But the minute that he sells the karkois to somebody else, so I cannot collect from the lukuchas, there's no shiba nechasim. But if you have a milva b'shtar, then there is shiba nechasim. So what would it then be in such a case? I have a shtar that says that he borrowed $1 million from me. So does it have the status of a milva b'shtar? Or they say, no, it's only a milva al peh. So that's a machloikes. The Rambam has a machloikes with the Rabbeisai. So the Rambam quotes Rabbeisai on that Gemara. That's a shayla. How do you read that Gemara on your test on the days? That's a shayla. The Gemara says, when a shtara parso ha'ilo bi'akoy sholkusim, that's the Gemara we read before, a papa, smack in the middle of your testament, ke ha'viyosi l'kamei shtara parso. The problem is it never says what kind of a shtar. Was it a shtar necher or is it a shtar alvor? Pashup shtar is a shtar alvor. It doesn't say, but pashup shtar is a shtar alvor. When a shtar alvor would be presented in front of a papa, he would paskin that he collect from the chasim shubadim. He collect from the chasim shubadim.
Because the star is like moment, because you can tell the star. See, if I get the star from you that you owe me $10,000, I can take this star and sell it to somebody else for $9,000. It's over the zocher.
Okay.
So therefore, it's your, but if you promise to pay me $10,000, I can sell it to somebody in Chalm. We would buy it, but not really. So therefore, a star, what's the name of Chayivut, the star, it's like Kesef. So therefore, it there's no comparison to it Chayivut Baal Peh. Because it's Oivel Zohar, you can sell it.
I don't know. Let's do it. No, one minute. Let's go again. What did our Gemara say? On Yud Amid Beis, the Gemara says the klal is, shtaris ha'olim bi'akoy shal nochem do not have the status of star. If all you need is a raya, so this is a Ruba de Leisa Kamal, it's not that this is a star raya. It's a star raya, echid nish. Whenever all you need is a raya, so this is a Ruba de Leisa Kamal, they're not going to tell a lie. Lamar and Avshay. So if all you need is a raya, it's good. But if you need a kinyan, so it doesn't ishkin star. If you need a kinyan star, it doesn't ishkin star. It's out of the question. Yeah. So the Rambam has a machlokes with Rabbeisa. What's the din when you have a shtar halvor that enables you to collect from the kuches and prevents the loive from having the nemanis, the taine parua? What kind of a shtar is a shtar halvor? Is that a shtar kinyan? That it's kaina shibud nechasim? And it's kaina up the right of the loive to say parua? Normal din teire. I say you owe me $100, so you say loy lavisi. Or you say paraiti, the Torah says you have namanas to be kofer hakol. Kofer hakol means either you say loy lavisi or you say paraiti. So when I lend you money and you give me a shtar halvoe, so then halacha says that you are not bagloip to say paraiti. Why not? What kind of halacha is that? So Samishan, shtach abiyod my boy. What does that mean? So Samishanim learned that when you give me the shtar, let's say you give me a shtar, I should be kinda karka. A shtar kinyan. You give me a shtar, you want to give me karka and matana. A shtar can be kinda karka and matana. So let's say you give me a shtar that you hereby obligate yourself to give me $1 million. You mentioned such case also. You give me chayv ani lachmona bishtar. You write, and I hereby obligate myself to give you $1 million. So the halacha is that you become a chuyr. You can create a kinyan ayidei shtar. You can create a his chayv as ayidei shtar yesh meyayin. Even though there's no, it's not a consideration for anything that happened before. There was no hezek, there was no havo, nothing. It's just yesh meya, and he wants to create his chayvus. So that's what some rishonim learn. When you give me the shtar havo that says that you borrowed $1 million, that the shiba nechasim means that shtar, when you give it to me, you're giving me partially your karka, because shiba nechasim means a kinyan lachatzoyim. You're makna your karka to me to a certain extent. That's how the Ritvo in Kiddushin writes on Daf Yud Gimel and the Nesivis and Chayshim Ishpen and Simcha Fes writes like that, that Shiva Nechosim is considered a Kinyan Lachatzoyim. So that's a Shtar Kinyan. The Shtar Havo is a Shtar Kinyan. It's kind of your karka partially. The karka still belongs to you. It's Mechusa Gavayna. I didn't collect it yet. I just loaned you the $1 million and someday, another 5 years, I'm going to collect it. But right now, the minute that you give me the shtar, I have a kinyan b'miktsa, not just a lien. What do you mean a lien? A lien means, a shiva nechasa means a kinyan b'miktsa, a partial kinyan on your karka. Your karka belongs to me with respect to gviyas. So even if you sell it to somebody else, it already belongs to me with respect to gviyas. So you don't say, how can I collect from him? You had no right to sell what I own in the karka. So if you treat it like a shtar kinyan, if you treat shtar halva enables the malva to collect from the lakuchas, it's based on a shtar kinyan, then shtar parsol would be no good. That's how they're going, that's how the rabbis of Shalom Rambam hold. And the rabbi that says they're right, the rabbi that is Masigam says the rabbis of are right and the Rambam is wrong. And the same thing, the rabbis of Shalom Rambam with the rabbi that hold benegir to, why can't you tine the parua? If I lend you $1 million and there are Adam watching, so you ladies say paraiti, you are believed. But if you gave me a shtar, you're not believed to say paraiti. Why? Because shtar chaviyodim, my boy. If it's really true that you paid up the $1 million, how come I still have the shtar? So the achrenim are all bothered with the kasher, bikivegan, others are bothered with the kasher. What do you mean shtar chaviyodim, my boy? It's a haychacha, it's a raya, it's a ruba de leisa, come on, that you still owe me the money. Since when in hocham and mamma nachar aray? What is such a gewalt, it's such a knockout raya, it's a 99% raya. Sometimes people pay up the chayv and they don't get back the shtar. Let's say you gave me back the money and I fadreid you the tzain and then I gave you a whole teretz, why I'm not going to give you, I don't have the shtar, I'm going to give you tomorrow, and you never got to get the shtar. So it's a yegemolt, the Gemara says, it's a yegemolt that you paid up the $1 million and the shtar is still by me. So what kind of a raya is that? Shtocha b'yodah, my boy. It's not such a, it's a ruba d'leisa, come on. How can you be moitzi moment based on a ruba d'leisa, come on? So that's why there's a lot of Rishonim and Achronim assume that it means something more than that. It shouldn't take it at face value. Shtocha b'yodah, my boy, is a raya that you still owe the money. If not, if it's really paru, I wouldn't still have the shtar. So they say differently. So let's say the pshat is just like, if you would give me a shtar, chayv ani lachmanim shtar, I obligate myself to give you $1 million. So that shtar can create a hischayv. So here also, when you give me a shtar, that you owe me $1 million because you borrowed the money, included in that shtar is assumed that if you always have the right to taina parua, you can say loy lavis, you can say paraiti, but when you give me a shtar, it's as if I'm kinda up, if you would have written
like
shtar,
a
shtar, I obligate
like a lien.
It's a shtar kinyan to be kinda up from you the right to taina parua. The halacha says that the nitva can always say paraiti, kaifer hakol paraiti. But if you give me a shtar that says I forfeit my right to say paraiti, so the shtar is kind of up, that's chus. You can give me a shtar to be mischayv yourself in $1 million, yesh meyayin, and the shtar creates a hischayv. So if you have a chus to say paraiti and you forego that chus, so a shtar can be kind of up, that's chus. Even though it doesn't say anything in the shtar, it doesn't say you're foregoing. That's understood. Since shtoche biyadi, my boy, why do people hold on to the shtar that the guy shouldn't deny that he owes him the money? And the normal thing is that when you pay up the money, I give back the shtar. Kozma and I have the shtar means that you didn't pay it up. That's normal. So it's muvan me'elav, it's self-understood that when you gave me that shtar, that's implicit in the giving over the shtar. The giving of the shtar serves as a kinyan that I should be kind up from you, the schus that you normally would have, the taina paraiti. Abchaim has arrived from a sif in Shulchan Aruch, that's the pshat. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if I lend you the money, I lend you $1 million, and we made a Kabbalah's Kinyan. The Gemara says, come out the verse like that. We made a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suder, and there is no shtar, still you are not bagloif to say paraiti. Why not? If there is no shtar, chabiyod, my boy. I don't even have.
Can you see the shtar?
Right, I lend you $1 million, milval pen, the presence of witnesses, and then I give you a handkerchief in exchange for which you're meshabed to me the $1 million. I didn't have to give you a handkerchief, you mukhiv any, I lend you $1 million. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if chodem yod afal pi shalai kosvas ashtar, the loiva will no longer be believed to say paraiti. Where's the shtoch of yod? My boy doesn't even have a shtar. They never wrote the shtar. So Rav Chaim says, you see from the Shulchan Aruch like this, came out often in the Gemaris. The Kenyan suitors serves as a kinyan to buy up your schusim. You have a schus to say paraiti, that's a dinatari, you have the right to say paraiti. So we make the kinyan suitor, I've bought up that schus, even though we didn't say what, it's assumed it's moving me elof. So that's how every shtar works. So that's how the rabbis of Shal HaRamam understood. That since the Gemara's conclusion is chutz miki gitei noshim, all shtari kinyan. No shtari kinyan worked by our course. Only if a shtarai would be good enough, so the arkois is a ruba de leisa kama that it's really so. But a shtar kinyan is not going to work. It doesn't have the status of a shtar. So shtari halvo, according to the rabbis of Shalom Rambam, that accomplished two things. Number one, that the Malva gets Sheba Nechasim, and number two, that the Loiv is no longer believed to say Faraiti. That's based on a concept of Shtar Kinyan. That the Shtar is Kaina the Nichse HaLoiv Benegir to Shibudim. He has a Kinyan Lachatzoin. And number two, he's Kaina up the Schus of the Loiv to say Faraiti. That's a Shtar Kinyan. The Shtar Kinyan don't work by our Koesh Al Nochim. And the Rambam says that he disagrees with Rabbi Yisov, because the Gemara says on your test on a base. That's the Chanof in the Gemara. Gemara says you collect from the Chasim and Shubadim. You do collect from the Chasim and Shubadim. So maybe they have the other gears. You collect from the Chasim and Echer. So long Magen Mishnah. How did the Rabbi Yisov Shalaramam read the Gemara? Did they have a different gears, the same gears, a different shtar? There's a whole Asik. So the Rambam says, our Gemara says you do collect from the Chasim and Shubadim. So how can it be the Allah is Shtarikinyan? Shtarikinyan are no good, they are Kosh Anochim. So the answer obviously is the Rambam holds that this is not a shtakin, this is a shtaraya. I loaned you the money, so you owe me the $1 million, and theoretically there should have been a Sheba Nechasim as well. The only thing is, there's a Pseida de Lekuchas. What do you mean? I'm going to take away? Are you going to sell your karka to the Lekuchas? They never even heard that you borrowed $1 million. Man de yazid betzina yazid. The Gemara says somebody borrows money, doesn't want the whole world to know that he's in debt $1 million. They're not going to advertise it. So it's the chashod, the hefset for the lekuchas. How are they going to know to be careful not to buy the kilos, and they can lose their pants? I'll come later on to collect. They'll take away. Yeah. So because of the problem of seder the lekuchas, so the chacham made a takone that mil bal peh will not collect from the lekuchas. But once you have a shtar, then kolo is slayed, then it's going to be kolo. Once there's kolo, so there's no issue, no problem of seder lekuchas, then we revert back to the Iker Adin, what it should have always been, that a halvor creates a Sheba Nechasim. So the shtar is not the Torah shtar kinyan, according to the Rambam, it's not the shtar is kind of karka. So the shtar is kind of the karka of the loiva with respect to Shibudim. It's kind of king of Chasim. What kind of shtar? The halvor. When I loan you the money, the halvor makes the Sheba Nechasim. But there's a takanas chachamim, if it's a milval pel, leisle kolo, so pseida de lekuchas, no Sheba Nechasim. Whenever the issue of pseida de lekuchas is taken care of, then I say the halvor creates the Sheba Nechasim. So the shtar is only a shtar raya, le raya b'yalma, to make it that it should be isle kolo. And I, what's with the tining parua? How come parua? There's shtocha b'yoda by a different explanation. It's also not that I'm buying up the right of the loive. I'm buying up with the Kenyan shtas, and Ishkin Kenyan shtas is a different word. The shtar is made that it's not parua, a different word. So the Rambam holds that it's a ruba de leisa kamon. It works mitam roiv. The roiv is good lahotzi mamon. So that's a fundamental machloik is the Rambam against the roiv and the rabbis of shalom Rambam. The conclusion of the Gemara on our daf was on Yudam and Beis was that by all shtari mamon, a shtar b'yakos does not have all shtari kinyan. All shtari kinyan, the shtar b'yakos does not have the status of a shtar. It's only a ruba d'leis to come on. Whenever a shtar right would have been good enough, so the shtar hoil b'yakos is a ruba d'leis to come on. So the question is, what with a shtar halvor that accomplishes that he can't say parua and accomplishes Sheba Nechasim? The Rambam seems to hold that serves as a shtar right, not as a shtar kinyan. And the Rive and Rabbi Yisrael Shalom holds that that's called the Shtar Rite. That's called the Shtar Rite.
Somebody is Machne, he doesn't have to do a Kenyan. Machne is enough.
Machne always needs a Kenyan. Yeah, when you're Machne, you're doing it.
Machne, somebody, because he wasn't playing it, and it's still not there.
Right, you have to have a Maisi Kenyan. You always need a Kenyan.
But I'll go about that as Takon Miyuchedah. So therefore, the Yotzei Dofen is not Alvor B'Shtar. It's Alvor about Peh. Normally, you might think even Alvor about Peh would be able to coin a Nechotzer. Therefore, the one Takon about Peh is not connected to what's there, to eliminate all kinds of disputes.
Once you have a Shtar, then you revert back to the Iker.
The other one is Takon. It's not related to learn all that.
Right, right. A regular shtarai, we say that's edus. We don't say that's edus. The halacha says that edus is absolute. Shtar. Yeah. So that's only, if it's signed by our kohen, then it's only a ruba de leisa kamon. So either it's a special takana de rabbanim that this ruba de leisa kamon we will accept to be mighty moment, or you say maybe it's such a super duper ruba de leisa kamon that it's a miut. Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva in Madura Tinyonin. The tshuva is Rabbi Kivega that if it's such a strong ruby de leisa kamon that the miut against it is only miuta de miuta, that even Rameh loy chayish le miuta, then such a right would be good lahotzi mom. So maybe the Chacham felt that it's such a super right that it's good lahotzi mom. And maybe they made a takona that this ruby de leisa kamon should be good lahotzi mom. You have a few instances in the Gemara where they made a special takona that a right should be good lahotzi mom. This here, there's an important place we're not going to do tonight. Rashi has a kasha. He has a better solution to the Gemara's problem. The Gemara gave an answer. Rashi has, why didn't the Gemara just answer like they said before? We already solved this problem. So here's a whole tesis that I'd like to start next week to figure out what the alternative was to this issue. And last week's Sedra and this week's Sedra and then later in the Chumash, the Torah describes different confrontations between the Ovis and the Klal Yisrael with other factions. So last week, Sedra, you have the confrontation between Yishmael and Yitzchak. And then in next week, Sedra starts the confrontation between Esav, Yankiv Esav. Then later in the Chumash, you have the Esav with the Erev Rav. Erev Rav made the Adongamach Tzoris by the Klal Yisrael. So the Chachamim understand that Maisav is similar Bonim. Not only by the Ovis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv, they assume even by the Asokim later, after Yitzchak Mitzrayim, is also Maisav is similar Bonim. So that's why in the Evan Shloimei, the Likutim from the Biuri Hagro, and the Tanakh, and on the Sifrei Kabbalah, so he quotes, the Vilna Gaon is not saying on his own, he's just quoting sources, that they assume that somehow these represent, in the Hemshech of the history of the Jewish people, these represent the three different types of confrontation, the problems that we're going to have before Mashiach is going to come. So the Chachamim usually assume that Yishmael represents the Arabs, and they had the comment on last week's Sedra that when Avraham Avinu passed away, so it says that they both participated in the Kvura peacefully. It says Yitzchak Yishmael Bonov. So Rashi writes that Yishmael was Mechadid Yitzchak to go first, so Yishmael lost a tshuva. That even though there was a Sichsuch, they didn't get along for a while, but Lebesov, they made peace together. Lebesov Yishmael lost a tshuva, and they made peace. The Chachamim seem to understand that although there's going to be trouble from the Arabs, but in the end of the story is going to be there's going to be peace. When is going to be the end? That's a different question. We don't know when the end is, but ultimately there's going to be peace. Esav, never. Esav represents the Christians. The Chachamim understand Yankiv and Esav were twins. So the Christians claimed to be the twin religion to the Jewish religion, and they had a sichsuch who's the Bchor. Esav was the Bchor, and then Yankiv bought the Bchor. So it's a shayla who is the Amanifchar. So the Bnei Yisrael know that we are the Amanifcha. The Christians claim that after Yoshke, the Jews never accepted it, so they claim that they're the Amanifcha. So it's a pilpul. Who's the Bchor? So this pilpul is going to go on forever. And halacha biyadua sheis is saying of the Yankiv. The halachas don't change, and that's not going to change. Yishmael is going to make peace with the Eden sometime. We haven't seen the peace yet, but someday there's going to be peace. And the Catholic Church is never going to make peace. And the Chachamim understand the parsha Mizavol Me'adam Chamutz Begradim Savach Lo Bevatzor Tevach Lo Bevoigdim, what we talk about in the Zmiris, that the whole Mechemes Gog and Magog, that's going to be with Edom, that's going to be with the Christian nation, it's not going to be with the Arabs. We have trouble from the Arabs with the Halbatzor. We're going to overcome the Asik with the Arabs, but the trouble with the Christians, that's never going to straighten out. People make a mistake now. They think that the Christians were at peace with. They're just working on peace with the Arabs. The Iker is we should kabdei v'chashdeyu. Fine, you have to be mechabed all the Christian nations. If the American government gives assistance, it's fine. But you have to watch out. They have their own agenda. Edom is the greater enemy to the Bnei Yisrael. Al pi pashtus, according to the tradition of the Chachamim, than Yishmael. But then the Vilna Gaon points out, based on the Zohar, that the biggest tzar is going to be from the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav are those Jews. The Erev Rav are Jewish people. So the Erev Rav, the Vilna Gaon points out five different kinds of Erev Rav. So he says you have those who are Balei Machloikis. They make division among the Jewish people. I don't think he means the Satmar with the Lubavitcher. I don't think he means that. He's talking about different Machloikis, the Machloikis that we see now. With the government and Eretz Yisrael, this kind of machlokes that they make attacks against all the Orthodox, and they use everything, and they put the frame-ups and everything, all of this. This is the kind of machlekes that he's talking about. Or he says another group of the Erev Rav are the people who are just, they're just interested in Hanois. They just want Hanois. Like it was about a year ago, there was a big rock concert in Eretz Yisrael, but now thousands and thousands of people with drugs and everything. It was unbelievable with sex, Allah, everything under the sun over there. So this Heverman, what's his name, Chaim Raymon, he was on the radio the next day. So wonderful, finally we became a Medina like all the wonderful Medinas. That's what he represents. So that's what the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Zohar. That's his Mamish Erev Rav. The people who want that style of living. So the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Zohar that the biggest trouble, bigger than the Christians and bigger than the Arabs, is going to be from the Erev Rav. When it comes time for Mashiach to come, that's what he quotes from the Zohar, from the Tikkun Zohar. The biggest ikuvim are going to be from these people, from the Erev Rav amongst Klal Yisrael. You have to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should help us overcome all of the ikuvim. The Arabs is a halbatzor. We haven't even overcome the Arabs yet. We have to be mispallel for that, and mispallel for the Esau. And the Alkum have to be mispallel for the Siyayta Dishmaya against the Arabs.